And welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I was thinking about buying a new Ford F-150 Lightning. You know, the electric EV truck they're making. What kind of EV credits are out there? Are there stipulations?
Well, Tom, there are stipulations. Again, the Inflation Reduction Act totally revamped the electric vehicle credits, like it did the residential energy credits. It's created a lot of confusion for taxpayers because a lot determines on the date that you take delivery on the vehicle. But some things that you need to keep in mind if you're looking at buying an electric vehicle, there are several things that come into play. First of all is the cost of the vehicle itself. There's some limitations on the manufacturer's suggested retail price of the vehicle that come into play. Also, the taxpayer's income comes into play. So depending on income level, you may or may not be eligible for the credit. Also, there's mineral component requirements and battery component requirements that come into play to determine how much credit you may be eligible for. And final assembly has to be in the United States. Now, there is a VIN lookup tool online. So if you have the VIN number for the car that you're looking to purchase, or maybe you've already purchased, you can enter that VIN number in and it'll come up and tell you how much of a credit this could potentially qualify for. Also, keep in mind that the EV credits are non-refundable, so you may qualify for up to $7,500 in credit, but if your tax liability is only $5,000, then you can't get a refund for the difference. You'll get a $5,000 credit to offset your tax liability, and the other $2,500 then it's lost at that point. So bottom line, if you're looking at buying an electric vehicle, definitely do your homework as far as the vehicle that you're purchasing and talk to your tax professional to make sure that you are going to qualify.